I'm joined by Conor Brennan, head coach of the Westmeath Minotaurs, just defeated in your playoff game. Conor, what's your reaction to that?
It's probably a mixture of disappointment and I don't know what you call it, just kind of acknowledgement of how well the Rhinos played today and some key moments of the game, how poorly we played. You know, we've had a long, hard season, and I know the lads have, you know, they've really pushed it the last few games. We were on such a winning streak and everything, and I think at the end of the day, just a bit of tiredness probably caught up on us a little bit. A lot of mental mistakes. But we did, in fairness, we did put ourselves in a position to come out with a good result. I mean, it was, to be fair, quite an ugly game to watch, I'd imagine. It was very, very scrappy. Lots of penalties. A few turnovers, things like that. So for a neutral, it was a fairly poor game. But with that all being said, I mean, we were in position. We were 3-0 up into the second half. You know, close enough to third, fourth quarter, that kind of bracket. And then we just let it slip at the end, really. And fair play to the Rhinos. They had all the energy. They had the momentum in the final quarter of the game, quarter and a half, or, you know, kind of last third of the game. And they're deserved winners.
Yeah, you didn't really get much going offensively today. You tried to run the ball a lot, weren't kind of getting any breaks really, and then a couple of turnovers at the end kind of cost you.
Yeah,
in the long
we had some good. I mean, Niall Corcoran did a very good job. All the running backs, Joe, Rafa, Dermot, when he was running the ball, the line did very, very well. But it would be two or three plays, excellent plays, and then one play to just knock us straight back. And yeah, we're not really built to convert long third yardage situations. We're not really built to chase a game either.
Yeah.
And we knew that. We knew that coming in. We knew we'd have to stay close or slightly ahead in order for us to be very effective.
Yeah,
and, you know, things kind of added up and we ended up chasing the game, and we're not built for that,
yeah,
unfortunately. But I'm very happy how the year went. The year was, you know, spectacular, but you know, it's only year one of our project, year three project, so the lads are going to benefit hugely from playoff experience, because, you know, no matter what we were saying during the week, you know, it's just another game, things like that. It's not. And I know some of the lads might have been in that kind of mindset of trying to do too much. I think that's probably fair to say, but very, very proud of them. I mean, they really played their hearts out today, and they kept going right to the very end. So yeah, lots of positives to take.
Of course, and as you said, look, it's tough. The Rhinos came here. They held you out for a long time. They waited for their chances. When their chances came, then they took them at the end.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, they, I mean, again, you know, they played very, very well. I mean, we beat them here in a very close game earlier in the year, and I'd say that kind of motivated them. I'd imagine it did anyway. That motivated them to come down here and put in a better performance. And they did. I thought their quarterback was excellent. I don't know who he was, but number 42 or whatever, he was excellent.
Yeah.
I mean, as we kind of said at half time, you know, we were kind of a little bit put off by the fact that he was so physical. And I don't think they had that element the last time. Their quarterback last game was much quicker and a little bit hard to pin down, but, you know, that suited our defence to kind of play wide and stuff. But he ran straight at us, and I think he was key. He was certainly, for offensively for them, he was crucial.
Yeah.
I know he picked up, he got a touchdown there for himself and everything. And so he was the difference maker. And we weren't really prepared early on to deal with that. But, you know, they made the plays when they had to make the plays, and we didn't. And look, all the lads are very disappointed. I'm disappointed as well. But I'm sure after a few days that'll fade, and we'll come back. We'll take a good long break now and let bodies rest up and minds rest up as well. And we'll come back and, you know, hit the ground running whenever we do come back. And I said to the lads, last thing I said was just like put into the memory bank and
take it all in
and then just, and I said to the lads we will be back here next year, or we will do our very best to be back here next year, and then when we are, if we are, we'll have this experience in the back of our minds and we'll be able to use it to our advantage next time.
Lovely, Conor, thanks very much.
No problem.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.